It is time for another episode of the Podcast of Steel. I'm here now with a fantastic cosplayer that I've been following for quite some time, enjoying his adventures, seeing him grow not only as a fan, but as a cosplayer. And we're going to have a fantastic chat. So Captain Tempest, which is a fantastic name, which we will get to momentarily. Welcome to the Podcast of Steel, sir.
Hey, buddy. Thank you very much.
This is going to be an interesting chat. I love that I follow people's sort of lives online, as we all do with social media. But there's something about you and your cosplay and the passion that you bring to that world that I really wanted to sort of dig into and find out more. So this is going to be a fun chat.
Yeah, nice one.
So
yeah, always up for it.
If we could begin, as it were, with your personal origin story. Now, we don't have to go back to the very day that you came into this world, but if you could share with the listeners and the watchers all about you.
So I've been cosplaying for, like, I think it's 10 years now. Literally started that, I've said this before on other things, that I wanted a gun from Gears of War, the Lancer, and couldn't afford a replica. So decided to try and make one. And that's literally
just make
where,
it yourself. If you can't buy it,
yeah.
I'm going to make it.
Yeah. And then fell into a hole of finding out that I am not the only person who wanted to do this sort of thing, and then ran with it.
Good. And you have run quite far. You've achieved some very exciting things that we will get to in this podcast. But first of all, tell me a little bit more about this interesting username. Now, I recognize the name when I first started following you, but what does this name have to do with you, sir?
So my first proper, like, venture into cosplay as I see it, where I, like, was like, right, this is my first one where I've really gone for this, was Captain America. I took the captain part, and then my nickname all the way through doing sport and stuff was the Tempest from Stingray. So Captain Tempest just stuck.
And it works, though. Two fantastic fandoms that don't really go together. But with that name, it's unique. It rings a bell. There's a certain amount of authority to it as well. So, yeah, it's a good name that does sort of stick with you. And I like that. So, yes, let's get into that. Let's get into your... So, we've made the gun. What was your first complete cosplay outfit?
Star-Lord.
Not a bad
it was,
one.
I wouldn't say it was complete. But it was the first one where I actually bought something a bit expensive for it. I bought the jacket. I bought the Nerf guns and then painted them all up. I made the Walkman. So that was, like, my first, like, one where I had to build stuff and do bits for an actual costume, I'd say. But then Captain America was, like, the one where I, like, was like, right, okay, let's really try and... I went to a convention and saw people dressed up and I was like, oh, I want a bit of that. And then I really went for it. I was like, I want to do this.
What was your first convention where you sort of unleashed your cosplay to the world?
My local one, which was Sheffield. So my first Comic-Con was Birmingham, MCM Birmingham. And I literally just went T-shirt, jeans, saw everyone dressed up and was like, I feel left out. I'm doing this.
Well done.
And then my local one was the first one where I went in a full costume. Yeah.
What was it, sort of, that moment for you when you were first dressed up as Star-Lord? You were in the suit. You were like, right, this is it. How did you sort of, did you get in character for that moment?
I don't think I did to start with. I think it took a couple more, like, attempts and that. And I think, as I say, Captain America being my first one was the real one where it was, like, a very recognisable suit. So kids would love it. So you had to a little bit act it a little bit. So that was probably the first one where I was like, right, I've got to try and be this character a little bit.
And I mean, that's got to be a part, sort of, not only of the fun of cosplay, but confidence building as well, to sort of get out of those comfort zones.
Oh, sure.
Do something a bit silly sometimes, a bit fun, but also be responsible as the hero that you're portraying. Now, I've seen you dress as many different heroes that all have very different personalities. So it's interesting to see how you bring those characters to life with different movements or different hand sort of body movements as well. Do you watch the films a lot? If you were sort of dressing up as one character, would you watch their films the day before just to get into that mode a bit more?
Not the day before, but I've watched like a lot. Whenever there's a specific character that I want to do, sort of like we'll try and remember the mannerisms, look at little YouTube videos, things like that. It started getting to the point where, because I'm doing characters that I know and love, I don't just do anything for the sake of anything. I sort of, when I put the suit on, it's like you slip straight into the mannerisms. Like recently, obviously, I did, well, a few years ago, and then I've come back to it, I did Deadpool.
You did.
As soon as that mask goes on, it's like
And
you just feel like it's weird, but yeah, you just straight away slip into the character.
I've seen those videos that you've shared online and sort of with some fantastic Wolverine cosplayers as well. You do seem to strut a little bit differently when you're in that Deadpool costume. You've
Yeah.
got that swagger there, the shoulders come back, and you can see that character come to life. And to be, I mean, I get excited when I see cosplayers at cons or when I'm out and about, but I think for the younger fans out there, for the children and these characters that know these people from the screen, when you turn up with a very screen accurate costume, they're thinking this is actually Deadpool. This is for the, to see sort of those interactions must be amazing. What have been some of your favorite interactions with the fans out there?
A lot of the Captain America ones were really good. I had an interaction with a kid who he unfortunately had cancer, and the thing was the interactions continued after the first one. So his dad got me to do a birthday message. I then met him again at Comic-Con. They sent me a Christmas card and bits like that, and that was a really nice one. I did Captain America at Birmingham Children's Hospital as well, which was quite tough, but also really rewarding. Sometimes in public it can be quite fun. Like I've literally been Deadpool on the tube. I've been Superman out and about, and it's like
Nice.
just walking out of the tube and someone stood there doesn't expect it and make them jump or something. And then they get quite excited. So yeah, it's quite fun sometimes.
I mean, yeah, let's get into that a little bit. So let's talk about that Superman. How do you feel in comparison when you've got the Deadpool suit on to when you see yourself in the Superman suit? Because you know, there's no mask with Superman. Do you feel a little
No.
bit different when you're in that suit?
You feel powerful. It's weird. Again, it's a weird feeling, but I waited a long time to Superman. If anyone goes on my Instagram, I do a lot of training and stuff like that.
You do. We'll
And I
get to
wanted
that
to
in a moment.
feel, I wanted to feel as though I could do the character how I wanted to do it, which was, although I am nowhere near the size or anything or the height or anything, I wanted to do it like Christopher Reeves. Because that's, I know we'll probably get to it, but that is my Superman. Christopher Reeves is the top tier. And he did it without a muscle suit or anything. And I was like, even if I'm not that size, I want to do it like that.
Good man. No padding. We don't have padding here.
Yeah.
You know, that doesn't, there's no shoulder pads. And I've seen those images that you're talking about, and you do stand rather majestically. You can see you've got that bodybuilder-esque mode where you do the correct poses. You've got the Hercules lifts and everything going on there. You know how to pose. Now, has that come from, I mean, you do a lot of gym work. I know you are trained in that world. Does that sort of bodybuilding world come into the posing when you're in a costume as well?
A little bit, yeah. I don't know the routines as such, like when people are on stage, proper bodybuilding that, but knowing a little bit of a stance of what will make something look proud and that
Yes.
has definitely helped, especially with something like Superman, because there is no hiding in the
That's
suit.
it. It doesn't give much away, or it does give much away in another way. But yes,
Yeah.
you've got those poses down, whether it be the hands on the hips or the looking up, you get the jawline just right. So as a Superman fan, I appreciate the effort that goes into that. And we will get more into Superman in a little bit, because I've got some Superman-based questions for you. But yeah, I mean, so with the cosplay, did your physique, did your body training happen before that, or did that come about because of the cosplay?
So I've done sport all my life, and used to play a lot of rugby. Unfortunately, I had about 3 concussions, so got told to stop.
Yeah, probably for the best.
And then found CrossFit, which started weightlifting, gymnastics, and all that aspect. And then about 4 years ago now, I was pretty strong in that, but wasn't happy with how I looked. So went to a transformation expert in Sheffield, made friends with him, trained with him and everything, and started doing the photo shoots. And he was a bit of a movie buff and geek as well.
Good.
So he was straight away like, let's integrate the two of these.
Wow.
When you do a shoot, let's do a character for that shoot. So you'll do your normal gym stuff, but then let's bring a character. So the first time I did Captain America. Second shoot, I was Batman. And then third shoot, I did Daredevil. So it's integrated in. And then I did a Spartan from 300.
Yes.
As
now,
well.
Let's talk a bit about that, because I know that, not that I've done it myself, but I know that the workout regime is quite full on for that, as is the diet, as is everything that goes along with it. So how did that come about?
So one of the unfortunate things about it was when I did it, it was in December. There was actually meant to be 25 other guys with me.
Oh, okay.
And none of them could get down from Sheffield to Birmingham because they got snowed in. So it was just me on my own.
Okay. So 300 just came down to one. That's fine.
Yes. But it was literally like planned out dates all the way up to it. So I'd been monitored every week, knew my calorie intake, my step count, training days, everything. And it was literally like bare bones diet as well. So it was pretty tough. And I will be doing that again for next year.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. There's a couple of plans in the pipeline for it. So.
Yeah. But I mean, the pictures that you've shared from that, obviously I've seen some where you're looking very serious, but other ones where you are clearly looking very proud. You put in that work. It was no easy feat to do so. So it's a big, you know, a big moment for you to tackle. What other big proud moments have you had in your cosplay and your CrossFit, your fitness lifestyle? You've had some big moments, but what are some of the big ones for you?
Fitness wise, just doing a few competitions. I did a CrossFit competition where it's called Tribal Clash, and we got into the final. We got absolutely demolished in the final, but to actually get there was just pretty difficult. I did a Spartan race. I don't know if you've heard of that.
They're a bit intense. I have seen those. Yes. Again, not taking part, but I've seen them. That's enough for me. I get a sweat on just watching.
So I decided to do one of the hardest ones there is.
Of course. I like this about what I'm getting so far from you is that you do like a challenge. I see that in you. So that's great. So what was that like, the Spartan challenge?
It was 2 marathons over 2 days in the Alps.
Of course. Let's make it more difficult by doing it in the Alps as well.
And then obviously 30 obstacles all in the middle and bits like that. That's probably the hardest thing I've ever done. That was awful.
I mean, you got through it, but how do you get, I mean, that's very different to sort of getting yourself psyched up to wear a costume for the day. How does one get themselves mentally ready to take part in a challenge like that?
I think because I was a bit younger, it was a bit of just, oh, I'm just going to go for it.
Crack on.
My dad was doing it because I stupidly as well. Well, not stupidly, because I didn't actually do too bad. I didn't train for it.
That's the naivety of youth there a little bit. But I mean, you got through it. Did you sort of have any issues with not training, or did you just sort of get it done with?
I came 120th out of 2,500.
Dude, that's more than okay. That's really good. You did all right, I'd say. Wow, that is very impressive.
My dad has actually, since he's continued doing them, I think he's now done 15.
Wow.
And he keeps saying, hey, am I going to do another one? And I'm just like, I've got other priorities, other stuff I'm going to do. And I've done one, I completed it, I proved it.
You've done that, that's it.
But yeah, wow. Maybe one day I'll go back.
In costume perhaps, but who knows? But wow, that is very impressive.
Yeah.
So when you're in the gym, have you got any sort of superhero playlists blasting in your ears to get you hyped up? What are you listening to when you're working out?
I'm actually a bit of a mental case. I don't listen to anything.
Or raw dogging, as they call it. Well done. You're just in there. You just got your own thoughts in your head going at it. I like
pretty
that.
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow.
So when it's CrossFit and I do that, we do a strength element, then we do a workout. To be honest, the strength element, you're doing it with other people. So in between sets, you're just chatting away and stuff like that. Because it's more like Olympic lifting. During the workout, you're so tired and physically drained that you're not, there is music in the background, but you're not really listening to it.
Okay.
And then I always found when I do the bodybuilding bits sort of thing, just at a normal gym, that if I had my music on, I was getting distracted finding the music I wanted.
Okay.
So I just literally just was like, right, scrap that. I'll just listen to whatever's going on in the background and then try and think about what I'm doing next. So yeah, don't listen to anything.
Just get zoned out and you just honed in on that goal. I like that. Now, let's say you were having a chat with somebody that wanted to get into cosplay. What's your sort of your first few tips for someone that is going headfirst into this lifestyle, this passion, this hobby, and they haven't got any clue of how to begin? What would be your advice for them?
First of all, you need to find the character you're passionate about, I think. Find the character that you're like, right, that is what I want to do. Don't pick something too difficult to start with, though. There is obviously elements and steps to get towards that, but pick something like I did with Star Lord. I was like, oh, this is a fairly easy suit to do, cheap. You can do a real expensive one and they look fantastic.
Yes.
But I could do a cheaper version and still be very happy with it and everything. Pick a character you're passionate about. If that character doesn't look like you, it doesn't matter. There's ways around it. It doesn't have to look like you at all. I have friends who do gender bends. I have friends who do just completely different characters to what they look like. I don't have black hair. I spray my hair black for Superman.
It's just getting around it.
And I think the best way to do it is to just do it and then go to a convention, because that will show you that people are accepting. They will talk to you about what you wear and stuff like that. And don't be afraid to go and talk to these people, because I'm happy to talk to anyone who's at a convention, really, because we're all like-minded. Everyone's there to enjoy this sort of stuff. So just go for it and go to a convention in it.
And that's what I have seen, that I have admired over the years of going to cons, is the community when it comes to cosplayers. Normally you will see some cosplayers on the con floor, but normally they're all outside taking fantastic photographs or hanging out or recreating scenes. And I've seen you with a few cosplayers, Yugo Cosplay and Ready Cosplayer One, creating some fantastic scenes and memories for you, but other people that attend these cons. What was it like for you going to cons and sort of and meeting new friends for the first time? Did it just sort of happen naturally, or did you have a meetup, as it were?
More naturally, I'd say. But now that is the reason I go.
Yeah.
I hardly ever actually go, when I go to London, MCM, I hardly actually ever go into the convention. I'm literally just there to hang around my friends, do the photos, enjoy, see what we've all been up to and everything. It's more that aspect that I go for. I'd actually say the best con I've ever been to was WonderCon, when we went to Atlanta, not Atlanta, that's next year, to California. We've been told it's called LobbyCon, because after the convention shuts,
just in the lobby,
everyone just goes to the hotel.
That's
in the whole
it.
Lobby. And it was the best bit of the whole thing, because you just got to meet people, talk to them, everything. But that's why I go now. So
I think that is another a big element of it. So look, I was at San Diego Comic-Con a few weeks back, and yes, there were fantastic cosplayers within the actual arena, but going outside and just walking up and down the strip outside, that's where it seems that all the big cosplayers were. Everybody was outside hanging out, just having fun, taking photographs with attendees and just enjoying the moment. And I love that element of cosplay and getting out of comfort zones and meeting new friends. And it doesn't just have to stay within the building. It envelops the whole area. So I'm glad that you're experiencing that and going off to new countries and having adventures of your own. So you said you're going off on another adventure next year. Was that right?
We're hoping to go to Dragon Con next year, which, from everything we've been told by friends and everything, is the quintessential version of what we've just pretty much been talking about.
Wow. Okay.
It's just a cosplayers convention, and you don't have to wear your best stuff. It's literally just a party, and it's you can wear funny stuff and everything. People literally, by the sound of it, turn up with pickup trucks just full of costumes to wear. It's like 5 days.
I was going to ask. I mean, it's okay if you are already stateside, but how do you travel and still make room in your suitcase for, like, you know, regular clothes? How do you squeeze all those costumes into a suitcase?
Be selective.
Yes.
That was literally the way. Like, when we went, I was like, I really want to take one of my builds that I've done.
Of course.
And just didn't have room. Like, there's no way I'm getting one of these in here with everything else. So I had to be selective on what I took.
I mean, with Superman, you can quite easily roll that up and, you know, get that into a vacuum pack, shove it into a, you know, somewhere nice and tight. But yeah, some of your other builds, as you say, are a bit more dense than that.
I was more, my most worried thing was my Daredevil helmet getting smashed on the plane or something. I was so worried about that.
I'm sure that is the case. Now, I've seen some images of that, and I will throw up some images when this podcast goes out. Your helmet collection, how did that start? And how do you even start creating one of those?
I am, of anything, probably the most obsessed with helmets of anything within, like, cosplay stuff. I just love them being on the wall and seeing them. I have got 7 Daredevil helmets, and I've got 2 more coming. But again, I can't print them myself, so I get my friends to print them. The one that probably was the most technical was my newest Daredevil, which was the Born Again helmet.
Yeah.
So my friend Rob, the Heroic Geek, on Instagram.
Fantastic name.
Fantastic. He's fantastic. And he actually scanned my head.
Wow.
So that it would literally be like a glove. And it is literally like slotted to my face. The hardest part for that suit was that I got the suit and the color of the suit changes in different lightings.
Ugh.
So I had to try and get the helmet to do the exact same thing, or else it would look really weird. Mixing the paints and doing fine coats and different ones was very difficult.
I bet.
And then the lenses. I've got my own specific way of doing lenses, which I keep to myself a little bit.
Oh, I like that. The attention to detail, but also I'm not giving away my superhero secrets because you know.
The lenses is the only thing that I won't really say unless you're like a really close friend.
Wow.
Because it took me so long to figure out how to get it so that they look bright red, but also have them mirrored and you can see through it. It's like 3 different layers of different things.
It's like the secret herbs and spices for KFC. There's those elements there that you're just not willing to give out. Maybe in some sort of order, but never together, all at the same place. I like that. And yes, I've seen your Daredevil passion online as you've been sharing it. I know you've been very excited about the recent news about new shows and also certain people that are attending Comic-Cons this year. Is that right?
Yeah, Charlie's going to Edinburgh, and within 30 seconds of him announcing I was going to Edinburgh.
I love that. I love that passion for that, though, just that you had to go and meet him. And I'm guessing you're going to be in costume.
Oh yeah.
Of course. That's not a stupid question, but yes,
Of course. Yeah.
I've seen
Are they
him
wearing the ball
inter
again suit?
yeah,
Yeah.
and I've seen him interact with fans in costume. I'm sure he's seen your work as well over the years, but would you say that right now that your costume for that is ready for when you meet him? So
Literally, it's the new suit. Yeah.
will you be happy with him signing said suit or said helmet?
I'm gonna get him to sign my original helmet.
Wow. Okay.
So, I've been wearing the Netflix suit for near on 7 years. So Daredevil is the longest cosplay I've done. Like that's one that's just continued on and on and on iterations. But I've used the same helmet for quite a number of years. But now, obviously, that I've moved on to the new suit, that helmet is no longer in use and doesn't get used. So I'm literally going to take the one I've used for years and get
Well
that
done.
one signed.
Now, I'm not we know you've got the measurements of your head because you've had your head scanned. Will that helmet fit him?
I don't think so. I've got a very, very small head. It's deceptively small.
Okay, we could try though. We can try.
We could try. I could try
I've
and get
seen
him
him,
to.
yeah, I've seen him wear helmets at cons before, so it's a possibility, but
Yeah.
I'm sure that is going to be a fantastic interaction, and hopefully
I
there will be
can't wait.
somebody with you close by to film that, because I want to see the look not only on his face when he sees you, but your face when that memory happens. What is it about that show and that character that means so much to you?
I love that the character a bit, but obviously going off that I've got like two contrasts, so my favorite DC characters and my Marvel characters.
That's fine.
But he punches above his own weight a lot. He is also a hero that I sort of like put it on a scale. You've got the Avengers, you've got the guys who are the top dogs, you've got the ones who are seen by everyone, they're saving the planet. You then go to like, you've got Spider-Man, you've got the ones who are in the cities dealing with the problems in the city. They are seen to the public and they love them. Then you've got Daredevil, which isn't seen by the public much. He's underground. Doesn't get the praise he probably deserves because no one really sees what he's dealing with.
Okay.
He deals with the things before they seem to get to the point of the public seeing them, and still goes out there every night and does it, even though he doesn't get the credit. And I love that aspect.
See, we could probably talk about this for hours and get to some quite sort of deep
Yeah.
therapy sessions, how you relate to this character that, as you say, probably punches above his weight, jumps in when he should probably think about it more, much like some people that could possibly take on a Spartan challenge without even doing any training. Eh? Yeah, I see the similarities there, buddy. I gotta say, but I love that. And I love the show. I love the character. I love your passion for it. And I'm looking forward to the new season. I think I'm looking forward more to your interactions at this coming con in Edinburgh. That's going to be a very exciting time for me.
I'm literally gonna lose my mind. I've got loads of stuff that I'm like really want to show him and stuff like that. My billy clubs, I'm so excited to show my billy clubs because they are custom ones that I did myself.
Okay.
So they are urethane. So they're stunt ones, which I can literally just throw about, usually the 3D printed. I was like, I have broken so many pairs of these. I'm going to figure out the first thing I'm ever going to do in urethane is going to be a pair of billy clubs. Never
Love
done
that.
anything in urethane and got them right. So
Yeah, I've seen
I
you
realized,
busting some
yeah.
moves of those and throwing some shapes. I mean, have you ever sort of managed
Yeah.
to break anything that's around you when you're playing around with those?
Not yet.
Yet. I like the
But
yet. That's it.
we have just moved house.
I was going to
So
say,
there's
maybe.
time at the new place, yeah.
Yeah, as long as you've got a garden or a garage, just stick there. Don't be smashing like the family
Yeah.
heirlooms, buddy. Don't be doing that. But I love that. I do love that. So yeah, let's talk a bit more about sort of DC characters. We know you've, well, first of all, how many characters have you cosplayed as over the years? Not talking about variant costumes, but how many characters is it you've done, do you think?
Oh God. It's gotta be near 20.
Yeah.
Got to be. Because there's been some niche ones that I've just done once or twice.
And which ones are they? No, I need to know which ones were the niche ones.
I did Tommy from Last of Us for a video shoot for a Spores Productions, which you can go online, type in Spores Productions, and there's a 25-minute Last of Us video that was filmed over the course of 2 years.
Dedication.
It's really,
I love
really
that.
Good. And I just did Tommy, but the people who were involved with it did incredible.
Wow.
I did Black Bolt in a filming thing that's yet to come out, which was actually filmed in the British Museum.
Nice.
On location. I've done Benoit Blanc.
You've really
from
got
Knives
some
Out.
Like your range of characters though, sort of, and range of personalities. Everything's in there. There's certainly a deep dive into your mindset about all these characters that you dress up as.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Which costume over the years though has been the most difficult to figure out how to move in or how to adjust to?
Adam Warlock.
Yeah.
That was a real pain. I need to figure out how to change it because I can't really sew very well yet. That's one thing I'm still learning to do.
Okay.
So I had to buy a base suit and I bought a wetsuit. So I was incredibly warm,
Oof,
then put foam on top, then painted myself gold. So that was an incredible, that's probably the hardest one I've had to suffer in.
Well, that's it. Well, you're suffering for your art. That is what you're doing. But I do love that. But let's get back into it. Let's get back into Superman. So you've got a fantastic T-shirt on there with the Warner Brothers water tower on. Well done. I appreciate that. There are other DC characters that we will get to, including that fantastic framed piece behind you. But what is it with Superman that you enjoy honoring and dressing up as? What is it that gets it for you?
So for the character in general, it's the opposite to what I've said to Daredevil, pretty much. The guy is the most powerful guy, potentially in the comics, he's not in the universe, but potentially on the planet and whenever the writer wants him to be, the most powerful character. Yet he doesn't want to be, he wants to be a human. And I love the humanized side of it. I saw a comment the other day online and it really annoyed me. And it was someone backing about David and Henry Cavill.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed the Snyder stuff. I did. I liked aspects of it. There's some of the stuff that I didn't enjoy. But one of the things was we are literally seeing a Superman who was ready to fight Darkseid, and now we're going to see one who's going to save a cat from a tree. And I was like, you have missed the point completely.
I was about to chime in then and thought, I was about to start arguing with you. And I'm thinking, no, he's quoting somebody else, Luke.
You've missed the point completely. Hmm. The point is he can take on Darkseid, but he will go and save that cat from a tree.
As well. Fluffy will live to see another day. It's all, and that's the thing. I think as Superman fans, we get that and we've been the butt of many jokes over the years, and we've had those scenarios of Superman versus Batman or Superman versus the Hulk. It's always going to be a conflict of interest, but it's how we deal with our love for the character that gets us through another day. Talking about quotes online, I keep seeing one recently saying, oh, it's a great time to be a Superman fan. I think it's always a good time to be a Superman fan, but right now we are eating well when it comes to the comics, the TV shows, the animation, the soon-to-be films. It's not good for the bank because I'm buying so much stuff right now, but it's always a nice time to be a Superman fan. So, yeah, what are your thoughts on the new suit?
Well, I'm cosplaying it.
Really?
It's already on the way.
Yes, I'm excited about that.
Yeah, I really liked the take on it. And again, I think the problem was, I think Henry's suit was very good. I love the Man of Steel suit. I think it progressively got more and more away from what it's meant to be and went to metallic and everything. And they went very different with this new suit.
Very.
And it seems in some fans' eyes that it's either they were damned if they did and damned if they didn't. If they did it like Henry's, they'd be like, it's too much like Henry's.
Yes.
They've done it very different to Henry's, and they've all gone, it's not Henry's. For me, the best part of it is the colours and the cape. I think the colours are stunning.
It's very, very bright. Very, very bright indeed. And I'm excited about that. I was speaking with Dennis Baptiste on a previous podcast, and we were talking about the contrast of the suits and how he liked Henry's and how he liked what they've done with this new one. And it's sort of the colors with this suit was the fact that if you saw him for the first time, you wouldn't be possibly as intimidated by those alien colors if they were a little bit darker. They're bright, they're there to be seen. You're in safe hands, as it were. But yeah, those colors, we've only seen one official photograph so far. Goodness me, there have been lots of many unofficial photographs and videos. I think I've seen half the film now. But the colors, no matter what, are popping. And I do love that.
And then the cape is just someone put of the unofficial photos, someone
Yes.
put a thing which I loved, and they put that the highest paid actor on set is that cape
Yeah,
because it was just like flowing
they're putting the
everywhere. It was
work
like,
in. Now, I'm not sure if it's in James Gunn's wheelhouse, as it were, but I mean, I'm hoping for some slow-mo scenes of that cape. It looks ridiculous. Don't get me wrong, David looks fantastic as well, but that cape, I'm ready for that heroic shot. I've seen a few scenes from Metropolis where it looks amazing, and yeah, I'm excited to see how it moves, put it that way.
I have already slightly got, it won't happen, but I've already got the idea of how I would love them to start the films.
Right. Now's your chance because we haven't seen it yet. So this is your
No.
fan. No? Oh, well, write it down. This
No.
is.
Oh, no, I will tell you. I meant, no, we haven't seen it. There's anything. Of
Okay.
course, I'll tell you.
Good man. I'm getting comfortable now. I'm ready. I'm ready
They
to
have
take
already
this on.
said that they've already said he is established.
Yes.
So I want it to literally be like cold opening, Metropolis. Maybe it is that cat scene. Someone needs a cat saving. A little kid's there like that, like, oh, and then we pan to another incident.
Yes.
Then you have the iconic thing, the Daily Planet globe is
Spinning.
falling off.
Yes.
You then get the cat saved, but no one sees how. You then get this saved, no one sees how. You get this saved, no one sees how. And we end it with a kid, and I've got an edit of this on my Instagram. So this is where I thought of the thing. This is from a comic cover of a kid dropping a ball or something, running out into the road, looking up, and the Daily Planet's coming, and it just stops.
Olympus. That's it.
And
Oh.
then you've got the just standing there holding it, and then the theme kicks in.
Okay. If that doesn't happen now in the film, I'm gonna be quite upset. I've got goose pimples there. Yeah. I can hear that. I can see that. As a Superman fan, I'm happy. I've in my phone, I've got lots of little notes about what songs I think might feature, what visions, what we might see. I think that's going to have to sort of be added to my list of notes, but obviously you will be honored by saying this isn't my thoughts, but yeah, that works. I love a hero montage. It was done in Superman 78. It's been done a few times over the years, but it's just those little moments where we see something big being done, like a ship being pulled out of the sea, or a cat being saved from a tree, or a sweet little old lady being helped across the road. I love all those elements of Superman and Clark together. And I think we will see some of that in the film. So I can't wait. And if we don't see that in the film, guess what? You've got the suit coming. So you're going to have to just
I've
find
got
it yourself.
to
Yeah. I will be the
do
child that drops the ball in front of the globe. I can do that.
it.
I'll get some little dungarees or something. I'll shave the beard. Once this is off, I look like a child anyway, so we'll be fine. Oh, I'm loving that. So yeah, so how did this suit come to be? Have you got that coming, or is that something that you've got in the works?
There's a few aspects. So I've got someone sent me a few bits. I've got someone working on the logo. And I think it'll be a bit of a process. So I start with
Nice.
one version and do a version two. I think I'll do a few versions of it to like get it to
Nice.
the point where I'm like, right, I'm happy with it now. And
That's
just
what I
keep
mean.
upgrading it.
Can't wait to see that. And then I can't wait to see you at the Superman premiere? Because I know you've been to a few other events in cosplay before, which we will get to. But yes, I want you in that suit as much as you possibly can. What's it been like for you? What was the first event where you were asked to attend and dress up in cosplay? Because that must have been a huge moment for you.
So it was Thor. That was the first one. So I had actually got massive cosplay burnout at that point.
Really?
And didn't know what to build. I'd got no inspiration or anything at that point of what I should do next. And one of my friends just said, why don't you just build a Thor suit and then sell it? Just sell it. Just earn yourself a bit of money. You've done something. You've learned a few new things and everything. And as I was doing it, I was like, I'm actually enjoying this one and actually could see myself wearing this one.
Okay.
And then built the rest of it. And then got invited in the suit after I posted it online.
You never quite know who's looking at your posts. How many of these movie stars have got fake Instagram accounts where they just search for all the hashtags looking for their costumes on people? What was that like, though, to be there on that night and to be surrounded by fellow cosplayers and fans and to be part of that night?
So the whole aspect of the first bit was mental, losing my mind. But then as soon as I came out of the cinema and just looked up at the Thor sign on the thing and everything that we just had, I just cried.
Oh.
I literally just stood there and cried because I was like, the kid who was sat at school with only a couple of friends who was reading comic books would never believe where he is right. It just hit me. I'm like, look where I am.
And look, and that's it. And
really?
Look where you are and look what you've done to get there. The work has paid off. And I love that at that moment, as origin stories go, that's a brilliant one. You were having burnout. You were building a costume to sell it, to give it to somebody else. But then that moment happens. And then I think more than likely that has fueled your ambition. And again, that daredevil aspect of not necessarily punching above your weight, because you've seriously got the talent to do it. You're pushing yourself further to do more things. And I love that. And I can't wait to see what you produce later down the line. So, yeah, that Superman suit, I am looking forward to seeing. Now, other heroes or anti-heroes, we could say, we've got the Deadpool and Wolverine explosion that is happening right now. What's that been like for you?
That event was nuts when we got there with that one.
Mm-hmm.
I did Deadpool a few years ago, about 4 or 5 years ago, a couple of times, and then moved on to other aspects. And then obviously when this all got announced again, I was like, I quite fancy revisiting the character. And then didn't ever have plans to do Wolverine as well, but then did the shoot as Weapon X instead. I was like, I'm going to do this one instead. And then actually got gifted the Wolverine suit.
Wow.
A company saw the Weapon X stuff and went, would you like the yellow suit? Well, yeah. Oh, well, yeah. Thank you very much.
Yes, please. Please.
So then just ran with it and just had some fun with it. But the whole, I think it seems to have, I'm trying to think of the word, like reinvigorated, is that the word?
Yeah.
It's brought everyone, like, invigorated back. Everyone back into, like, superhero stuff in general. I think it'll be hopefully beneficial just to the superhero genre in general again, because
I
think
so.
People were burning out a bit.
There was that superhero fatigue, they were calling it. And I mean, yeah, I mean, I can see where that's coming from when every single TV show or movie coming out was somehow related to another superhero thing that was happening. But with this film, this experience as it has been, it's certainly brought a lot of that excitement back. And seeing that particular event and seeing all of you guys in costume hanging out with Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds, it was a full-on event. What was that day like for you?
Meeting them was mad.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds was lovely, and Ryan was obviously, I was in Deadpool, I really wanted it. But actually seeing Hugh Jackman in person from a guy you've watched from like the year 2000 as Wolverine, seeing him in person was mental. It's like, this guy is actually in front of me.
He's there, and
And
he's quite got an imposing figure. He's got
yeah, and they couldn't
presence.
have been nicer.
Good, that's lovely.
They literally could not have been nicer, them two together. Ryan Reynolds is one of the most quick-witted people I have ever heard in person. He was literally on everything he could. If there was something he could literally jump on and make a joke about, he was on it. But yeah, it was so fun. And then they only showed us 40 minutes of the film.
I heard that and I thought that's a real tease, isn't it? That's just enough
And
time to get into it.
yeah, and they put some of the cameos from that 40 minutes as well.
Yes, I somebody that was at that event told me that they cut a certain Mr. Henry out. Spoiler alert, the film has been out for a few weeks now. If you've not seen the clips online, the whole film is pretty much on X. Just
Yeah.
but yeah, I know they cut that scene out, but yeah. What was that like to see that? Was like when you saw that version and then you saw the full version in the cinema, how was your
I was
mind
sat there
blown
with my
then?
friends. I was sat there with my friends, like, I've seen this 40 minutes, but I've missed this scene. What was I doing? And then realized when he turned around, I was like, oh, that's why we've not seen it. Okay. I thought it was a really cool cameo. I did think it was really cool.
It
He looked
was.
great.
He looked fantastic. Looked
He did
fantastic.
look really good. I think, are we going spoilers? Are we? Are we
We're
doing,
going.
we're
It's been
going
out for a
spoilers
month
yet?
now. I think by the time this comes out, it'll probably be out on video on demand. But
There
yes,
was
let's go.
two moments that I lost my mind at, though.
Okay.
Wesley Snipes.
Wow. As they say,
That.
the granddaddy of the Marvel Cinematic Universe now. That
He's actually,
was amazing.
he's broken Hugh Jackman's record now, hasn't he, as well?
He ha That's the thing. He's
Yeah, he
out
took
of.
it from
He's done that
him.
now,
Took
but
it from him.
he still got it. I think people would still want another Blade movie. I know there are still more, some more fantastic lines out in the universe that Blade has yet to say, and only he can say them. But as cameos go, that was done very well. And to keep
Yeah,
that,
and
yeah, to keep that secret was impressive.
the second moment was, I took my friends from the gym because I worked the day as Deadpool, so then I got tickets, so they I got to take them with me.
Oh, wow.
And one of the girls sat next to me said, "I have never seen anyone so excited for someone just reaching over the back of their head." Because as soon as he just went like that, I knew what was coming and was already just sat there going, "Oh my God, he's gonna wear it, he's gonna wear it, he's gonna wear it, he's gonna wear it." And then he pulled it over and it was just beautiful.
I've seen different. I mean, I can't stand when people film the screen in the cinema, but this new sort of
Oh.
trend of filming reactions is a bit different when the actual movie's marketing team are going into cinemas to film people's reaction
Yeah.
because they know. And that's, I think, for this particular film, it is allowed because this is a movie experience. The film, I'm sure, will be very exciting when we get to watch it in our own homes on our different sized televisions. But to see this with a group of people on a cinema screen, it's a real movie-going experience, which I think cinema's needed.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think we needed that blockbuster thing come out this summer, and obviously it's broken records,
It has
isn't it? So
so many records for so many different reasons, but it was a fantastic moment in cinema. And yeah, I what surprised me though was at San Diego Comic-Con. I think it was on the Saturday. The film had been out for a few days. He brought out Wesley Snipes on the stage, and we're thinking, okay, so
yeah,
bit of a
I was
spoiler
like,
alert,
what?
bit of a spoiler
Yeah.
alert, along with other people from the film. And you're thinking, really? Okay, he's made his money now. He's already sold the tickets. He knows the film's going to make money. Let's just throw some more petrol on the fire. Let's go for it. But it was exciting to see how the world has reacted to that. And what was it like being in that suit and then, speaking with Ryan Reynolds? Was that exciting for you? Clearly, it must have.
Oh yeah, there's a photo literally on Marvel UK, like on the video of me just losing my mind, and it's the only photo that they got of me that day.
That's good. That's
And
what
it's
you want.
literally me just, yeah, just me absolutely screaming my head off.
Those are the moments that you remember. Those are the ones that you want to look back on as well. So that is fantastic. Oh, I love watching all that happen for you and seeing all the cosplayers from the UK getting together. And more, I feel it's more recognition for the people that have put in the work over the years just to dress up as their favourite characters, to dress up as villains, to honour these characters that have given us so much enjoyment over the years. And I'm sure these characters are proud of you. If, for an example there, let's get a bit, let's get into role play, as it were. If you were in a Superman cosplay and Superman just happened to appear, what sort of conversation do you think you would have with him, with you in character and him just being himself?
Oh, God.
How would you impress him with a sentence? That's the question, isn't it?
God. I think, as the character, if we're going on the fact that I know the character and everything and all that, I think he'd just like a nice, normal conversation.
Nice little head nod.
Because we've established he wants to be accepted as a human and just a normal person. I think, like we've seen on some of the films where he's just had conversations, I think giving him a minute of forgetting everything that's going on out there, just how are you, sort of.
Nice.
Yeah, you're out there saving everyone else, but how are you doing?
That's it. I like that. What are your plans for the weekend? Just a nice regular chat.
Yeah,
I can see that happen. Oh, again, now there's another film I want to see happen. This scene better happen in James Gunn's film. James, if you're watching, I hope you are. Not only do you need to get this man to the premiere, you need to get that in.
I love that man.
He's finished filming now, but there's room for the DVD special features.
He's top of my list of people I want to meet, James Gunn.
And why is that, do you think? Is that just because you're a fan of his creative skills, his passion? Why is that?
I'm a fan of his creative skills and that, but we'll go on to Peacemaker.
Yes, we will. Let's do that right now.
He changed my life with that. He doesn't know it. That character changed my life. And he doesn't know. And I'd love to be able to tell him in person that I know I'm just someone who watches your films and I'm not, in the grand scheme of things, very significant and everything. You changed my life because of this character. I met so many friends through that character from doing a stupid little dance. I met my childhood hero because of that character. I got to go on stage with my childhood hero. The man literally changed my life with it, and he doesn't know it.
I'm getting goose pimples again. I think he does. I think he must. There's some. The universe is quite magical. How things get connected, and I'm sure certain things have been put in front of James Gunn that he has seen or will see in the future. And I'm pretty sure the passion that you have, not only for cosplay, but for these characters and this world, I think it's in your destiny, your legacy, as it were, that you get to meet James Gunn and you shake his hand and you thank him for that. Because I feel that's a part. It's already happening when you're going up to Edinburgh to see Daredevil.
Yeah.
Once upon a time, you probably may have thought, this is never going to happen, but now that is. So positive thinking, buddy. We're going to make this happen. We're going to make this happen. So let's get into this and this fantastic picture behind you. Tell me why it means so much.
I mean, if you want, I can take it down because this room is actually, so you can have a look.
Let's do it. There will be pictures to follow. There will be pictures to follow, but let's have a fantastic show and tell moment.
The whole room, other than what you can see, is actually empty. So
look at him.
So, yeah.
That's a good hug. That is a good hug. I can tell. Look at this.
So that's one of the best moments of my life.
Tell me all, please.
So it started, obviously, James came over, did the Suicide Squad.
Mm-hmm.
I've loved Cena from being wrestling. Obviously, he was always the the good guy. He was always the baby face. And as a kid, loved that. Suicide Squad came along. I really liked Peacemaker in Suicide Squad, although he turned out to be a bit of an arse by the
Bit of
end.
an arse, yeah, bit of an arse, yeah.
And then there is a Comic Con in the UK called Secret Con, which is literally photographers, cosplayers. There's no stalls, no stands. It's literally you go to a venue, which is a photo opportunity place. So it was at a prison. I had literally got nothing really to wear at all. So decided, well, I'm going to make Peacemaker. Like it was literally like a cheap red t-shirt, a logo and all that. And then obviously the series had been released. I decided, I was like, right, okay. I wonder if I could do the dance. And it grew a bit from there. A couple of other people said, can I join in? So I was like, okay. And then I turned it into a bit of a montage of, I would jump between us doing the dance every so often, and I would show everyone else's cosplays off through the video, just them just literally just doing a little bit of a dance and stuff like that. That then got shared by James Gunn on his Twitter, which was, I was literally at work and my phone has never gone so mental. Yeah,
just
it
did
was
not go
literally
off.
buzzing, and everyone was sending it me saying,
is this you?
He shared you. He's seen the video.
There you go.
And then there's obviously, I met Steve Agee, if
yes.
that's how you pronounce his name.
Yeah.
He'd seen the video. Unbeknownst to me, James had showed them the video. So that was mental. And then someone put up, well, the Comic-Con put up a teaser saying, at 7 p.m., we will be announcing or giving you a teaser of who is to come. But we have a massive guest. And everyone speculated it was going to be a wrestler. And everyone thought it was either Batista or Cena.
Yeah.
7 o'clock came and there was no teaser. So the teaser was, you can't see me.
Fantastic. That's marketing
there
done
was
right.
No teaser.
That is, yeah.
Again, a bit like Charlie. I have never clicked so fast to go and meet this guy in my life. And then I think one of the most surprising things about it is when I got to the convention, I was thinking, right, okay, there's going to be thousands of Peacemakers in here. There was just me.
Good boy. Well
I was
done.
The only Peacemaker at the entire convention. So when I went up to queue up to meet him, I was thinking there's going to be more coming up in a minute. Someone else is going to come up. And they were all wrestling fans. So obviously he's excited to see the wrestling fans. But when I walked in as Peacemaker, his face just lit up. And I mean, obviously I will say that, but even like the owner of the Comic-Con started taking photos on his phone and everything, walked out with me and went, I've never seen him react like that until
look at that.
This
See?
moment today.
And that's not only big moments for you, it's big moments for these people that help make these stories come alive. That's why James Gunn is showing people at his events, at private functions. Like, this is what people think of our show. This is something that we've created. This is the impact it's had on the audience that we are making it for. So this moment where you get to meet James Gunn, because it's going to happen, you've got perfect ice-breaking material to speak with him about.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he's going to remember you and more than likely recognize you at the same time. But moments like that, I'm sure, are what you live for. But if you could take one, if you could fight your memory in years to come and you've got one memory from meeting John Cena, what's that going to be? His face when you saw him, or?
I think that, and possibly that hug when I got on stage.
It was.
And I don't remember a massive amount of the day because I was so adrenaline that I was meeting this guy. But I remember one of the things he said was he didn't remember the dance and was watching me to do it with him.
Wow.
Because I'd rehearsed this thing so much, doing it on video and stuff, I knew it off by heart, and he couldn't remember it. And he openly admitted, he's like, I couldn't remember any of that. And I watched you do it.
You've got one up on John Cena. Well done.
Yeah.
It was impressive though, and I will be sharing that fantastic video as well because it deserves to be seen time and time again. But those are the memories that you're not only making for yourself, you're making memories for other people at cons, at events, at premieres, the people that follow you online. You've got an impact on this world where people now are happy to step out of comfort zones to embrace those things, like, as you said, children in school reading comics, finding a way to escape from sometimes a not so fun aspect of their life to somewhere that they can feel welcome. And you're bringing that into the real world. Not only are you doing it for yourself, you're doing it for others. That's heroic. That's the thing that I love to see. So thank you for doing that, and may you do it for many more years to come.
Oh, I'm not stopping with
Good
cosplay.
boy. Good, because this Superman cosplay, I'm looking forward to seeing. And not that I'm hoping to see a brand new Superman suit already, but down the line, I'm sure there's going to be evolutions to this suit. And I can't wait to see what you do with that as well. Oh, sir, thank you so much for your time today. It's been an absolute pleasure. Was there anything else you wanted to speak about before we say our final goodbyes? Because I could make this podcast go on for about 2 to 3 hours easily.
No, I think as we said, with so if someone is thinking of just cosplaying, as I said it before on Brothers Geek Out when I did it with them, I think the best thing to say is like just do it, just have a jump at it. If you don't enjoy it, what have you lost?
Yes.
But if you did, you've gained so much.
And look where it can take you. Literally, you've met
Yeah.
your heroes. Your heroes have hugged you in the most powerful of hugs. I think a lot of people out there want to be hugged by John Cena just because the fact that, he's that muscly and that nice. What was that hug like before we do say our goodbyes?
Embracing.
Good work. Good, very good way of putting it.
Very, yeah, very sturdy.
He's a fantastic man. Not only do we know the fact that he does so much for charity, he's a fantastic hard worker. He seems to be like such a charming guy. And I'm pretty sure that won't be the last time that you meet John Cena either. I'm sure he would want to meet you again as well, even if it is so that you can teach him how to dance that dance one more time. Captain Tempest, sir, where can people find you and your adventures online?
I'm mostly on Instagram at Captain Tempest. I have got a TikTok, which I think it's just Cap Tempest. I now I'm moved house. Once I get a bit more established, I'm hoping to put a few more bits up on that TikTok because I've got a bit more of a
Wonderful.
setup.
Great.
So yeah, they're the best places. Instagram, my messages are open to anyone really.
I can't, and I can't recommend enough that people do follow you and see the passion that you have for all these many different heroes, all these wonderful costumes that you bring to life. And I simply cannot wait until you get to meet Daredevil and you're back up in Edinburgh and you're having that fantastic time and we can see that look in your face. But yeah, amazing stuff. Thank
I
you
think
so much for this chat. It's been wonderful. So thank you so much.
there's
All right.
something you'll be proud of though.
What's that?
My watch face.
Oh, good boy. Fantastic effort. Well done. It's a different logo. That's what I'm liking about it. It's a fantastically different logo. It's something new. I mean, we've talked about this on the show many times before. The tapestry of Superman, as it was, going back to 1938, it has evolved so much over the years, but it is still always going to be so recognizable. It's as famous as the Coca-Cola or the McDonald's logo. And I'm always excited to see what gets done next with this film. And I'm sure when the film does come out, and we will be back on. We'll be talking about this much way before that. But when that film comes out and I see you at that premiere in the costume, we can record a little interview then with your initial thoughts about James Gunn's Superman's film, buddy.
It's a dream if I got there.
I think we've mentioned this before. We've talked about your attitude, your motivation, your personal goals that you set aside for yourself. You don't think about them too much. You just go at it and you tackle them. And that sometimes is more than half the battle. It's stepping out of that comfort zone and just believing in oneself. And you've proven that time and time again. So Let's end this on some real positivity, and I want you to say I'm going to be at the Superman premiere. No pressure, but let's hear that. Let me hear that.
I'm going to be at the Superman premiere.
And that's how I wanted to hear it, with exciting giggles. Fantastic. Oh, thank you so much for your time today, for all that you do, for sharing positivity online. And I can't wait to see what you get up to in the future. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate it.